Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know my mate Unlucky Gary? Hi Becky, by the way.
Hello.
You know Unlucky Gary, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever referred to him as Unlucky Gary before.
I'm not even sure if it's the Gary that I'm thinking of, but the Gary that I'm thinking of that's your friend is incredibly unlucky, so I assume you've just...
He is.
...put two and two together.
To the point where I won't ever get on a plane with him. I wouldn't do that.
Last time I saw Unlucky Gary, he was having a lot of bad luck looking for a new house.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because he's always unlucky. Everyone has a friend like this. It used to be me. In my group of friends, it used to be me that was the unlucky one. But Gary has way overtaken me. Like I said, I wouldn't fly with him because the plane will crash. It's true. Anyway, just a bit of background on Unlucky Gary. He was the one, I told you about this a while ago, he really, really wanted this certain model of phone. So he paid for it up front, ordered it online, and then the phone arrives and it was... A free makeup set and it was pink.
It was really good makeup.
Yeah.
It was good quality makeup.
But that wasn't the one he ordered.
Oh, I thought he'd ordered that one.
No, I think he had by mistake. It was the right model, but he didn't realise that it was basically a girl's phone with a makeup set. Then there was a time that he was cleaning his loo once and the toilet water splashed up and went in his mouth.
Oh.
Got quite ill from that.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Then there was a time I was actually abroad with him and there were cockroaches pretty much everywhere and one went up his leg because he was wearing shorts. Of all the people in the restaurant they could have happened to, it could only happen to Unlucky Gary. Today, Gary was in the street looking for the post office, couldn't find it, so he asked a bloke for directions. The man like stumbles about a bit and then actually completely falls on Gary and then grabs Gary's arm and brings Unlucky Gary down with him to the ground.
Why was he asking a drunk man?
He didn't realise he was drunk at the time, but he was a drunk. As people laughed and looked on. But these are the kind of things that happen every day in Unlucky Gary's life.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Quite a few people are on who say they fly with work a lot all the time. And can you let us know when Unlucky Gary is planning to next fly on a plane so that they can get another flight? I don't think it'll be for a while. I don't think he's got any holiday booked this year yet. But I'll tell you what, as soon as Gary gets his holiday into his boss, I'll ask him when it is, just so you can avoid, you know, any flights from Gatwick.
He's lucky enough to get a job then. He's not that unlucky that he hasn't got work.
Yeah, he has got a job at the moment. He did get fired not that long ago, though.
Sorry, laugh. I shouldn't laugh. But he's just so unlucky, it's just...
Yeah, I know. Scott, you say that everyone has a friend who's like Unlucky Gary, says Matt in Northumberland. Is it a bad thing that I think I'm that friend? No, you probably are. Also, Tim in Cornwall's like, I'm now struggling to think which of my friends is just like Unlucky Gary. If you're struggling to think, then chances are it's probably you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Just asking on text other examples of my unlucky friend Gary and when he's been not that lucky, and I'm getting some really good ones. I think we can make this into some kind of Unlucky Gary series, because there are loads.
Do you have to be called Gary to enter, or can you be called something else?
No, we just feature my friend Gary on it, because he's got enough stories. He says it runs in the family, though, because something happened to him that was just terrible with his nan at bingo once.
What was that?
Her bag exploded. So he says it
I'm
runs
not even
in the family.
I'm not even going to ask about that.
Yeah. First time he came to London, he was going to be a member of the audience on CD UK and a bird pooed on his head just as he went in. There's loads. There's so many.
That's not a good look, is it? If you get one big TV moment and you've got poo all down you.
Yeah. Wow. Thanks for those, Gary. I'm sure he'd be fine with me doing this, won't he?
Yeah. Well, it can't get any worse.
Then
it got really unlucky when someone named and shamed him live on Radio 1.
This is the least of his worries, believe me.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this, please?
It's Matthew.
All right, Matthew, what's occurring?
I've got the same pink phone as Unlucky Gary.
Oh, did you?
It's pink all over, though. It's front, inside, back, all over, all pink.
Yeah, why did you get that one?
I picked it off the internet, but it said it had changeable covers.
But it hasn't.
It does, but it's still pink. It's pink all over. It's shocking.
So
I had the same Avalanche as well came through.
So when you ordered it on the website, it's like, comes with changeable covers.
Yeah, yeah, it did look like it didn't look pink. It looked like a brushed rosé.
And that's all right, is it?
It is a rosé colour.
Well, yeah.
Have you still got it?
Yeah, I'm using it now.
Yeah, yeah. Unlucky Gary uses his as well, because what can you do once you've ordered it? Do you know what I mean?
No, I've got 18-month contract, so I can't really change it.
Yeah, same as Gary.
Oh, no!
Well,
you know when you get phone contracts, you do have 14 days to cancel it if it doesn't work for you.
Oh, really?
It's a lot of hassle, though, isn't it? So.
Yeah. See, Unlucky Gary
I think you quite like it.
No, Unlucky Gary said it was hassle.
I can't even rely on public transport. It's a bit awkward.
Yeah, yeah. Did you get the free makeup with it as well? How did you find that?
I did, yeah, yeah. I gave it away.
Did you?
It's not my colour.
Yeah.
They were pink as well.
How do you feel that you've got the same phone as my unlucky friend, Unlucky Gary?
Well, I feel quite privileged, actually.
Excellent, good. I'm glad that worked for you.
Okay, cheers, good.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Podcast. So, we're putting on a one-man show. Me, Grimmy, Becky, the one that doesn't speak. We all have to do a 30-minute one-man show, just once, at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe this year. We put on a 5-star rated musical last year. A little bit more pressure this year because it's not a group effort. We actually have to do one-man shows, and that means there's just one person on stage, that person being one of us each night. Oh, God. Thank you for all your suggestions. I love it how you lot get so creative with things like this, so thank you very much. Any more, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We'll try and get some listeners' ideas into the one-man show because we are struggling at the moment. And we've got, it's probably 4 weeks, but let's say we've got 5 weeks, because it sounds better than four, to come up with our shows, which obviously will be filmed and you'll be able to see them. And you'll be able to get tickets if you're in Edinburgh, hopefully. We're just leafing through the Fringe booklet again, of which there are thousands of shows. If you've never heard about or been to the Edinburgh Festival before, it's incredible the scale of shows that is on. Every type of show, comedy, dance, music, and really random things are all covered. Have you got some more examples of stuff that we might try?
Well, yeah, no, I thought rather than copying someone else, we could just use their ideas, like the basis, and then do something else. This one's quite good. Bilingual comedian, Rebecca Donahue teaches you Spanish.
That is this work on, is it?
Yeah.
That's one of them?
Yeah.
I quite like that.
What about Dr. Bunhead is Mr. Volcano Head. He's off Brainiac and he just like blows things up on stage and stuff.
Oh, I've seen him.
But he's probably a qualified prof, whereas we just kind of get some chemicals and it would all just... I'd have to fill out too many forms.
How hard can it be to blow things up on stage? Can we nick that idea?
Well, maybe you could do something similar.
Can we microwave stuff and see what microwaves well and what doesn't?
Hasn't that been done? That's been done on YouTube and stuff, hasn't it? What about this? Just Macbeth. It's a version of the Shakespeare play performed by 6 actors and a gnome.
Yep. That's one of the more random shows. Probably not, actually. That's probably quite a normal one for Edinburgh.
You've probably got a spare gnome. Does gnome count?
I've got loads of gnomes.
One man and a gnome? That might work.
Okay, well, I've got several. I'm allowed to have gnomes as long as there's no other men, like actual humans, right? Yes, I could do a show with my gnomes. Do you remember?
You actually sounded so excited.
No, because...
You're like, I've got it!
Outside my old house...
It's gnomes!
Outside my old house, do you remember, people were leaving me gnomes. There was some person, some weirdo, that was leaving me gnomes for ages and not... I didn't even get any reason why.
So what are you thinking? You, gnomes,
well, they're
else?
In my house now. I've taken them in.
Anything else?
I've painted them. All different colours.
No, you haven't.
I have. They're in my hall. Come round and see. I have.
You have not.
I have painted them all different colours. There's an orange one, a red one, a purple one. We just thought we might as well go arty with them because...
Now you're saying we. You didn't
actually paint
any, no.
I did. I helped. Anyway, that's by the by. What else? Anything else?
And celebrity autobiography. This is Norm from Cheers reading out bits of other celebrities' books. Who's that?
Norm from Cheers. Was that show off the 80s, Cheers?
I didn't write that one. I don't know what.
Well, so actually...
Is that the one where everybody knows your name?
That's it.
Oh, that's really bad. I feel bad that I didn't know who Norm was because I was meant to know him.
Is it the actual Norm? Norm from Cheers reads out other celebrities' autobiographies. See, that's... we should have thought of that. Radio 1 Podcast. Hello, Louise in Edinburgh and lots of other people who have texted in about this. Every time we talk about Edinburgh and the fact that we're going to the festival and we call it the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, somebody text in going, it's not the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, it's the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. And today, that person is Louise. She's saying, it's the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, not the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. That just sounds wrong. Well, actually, it is the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. I know it sounds a bit silly, but that's what it is. I'm quoting here from the actual Edinburgh Festival Fringe 2010 booklet, where Kath M. Mainland, the chief executive, says, hello, everyone. This is the 64th time that the wonderful city of Edinburgh has hosted the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, the greatest show on earth. She's the chief exec. Let's not argue with her.
Radio 1 Podcast.
My TV show's on again tonight.
Is this your TV show that you've yet to be on?
Mm-hmm. BBC 3, 10:30. It's an adult show that I do. So if you're an adult, watch it. If you're not an adult, then don't watch it.
But you still haven't been in it yet?
No, I'm on next week.
It's just a load of foxy puppets or something.
No, there's a metrosexual fox and a dog that likes to put it about a bit. Anyway,
And which one do you play, the fox or the dog?
No, I'm not any of them. I play me. As I often do.
When I hadn't seen you in it yet, I thought, because you kept saying it was your show, I thought you might be one of the puppets.
No.
I thought you might be the one with the blonde wig. Is that the dog who likes to put it about a bit?
Yeah, that's a girl dog, actually.
Okay.
My other favourite is a pigeon that talks like that, isn't it? Really good.
Do you play that?
No. I revert you back to what I said at the start of when I was talking. I play me.
Yes, but you keep telling me every week that this is your TV show and I've watched it and I've yet to see you in
I'm
it.
I'm in it so. Next week for about 30 seconds. When I was filming one of my extensive scenes in the show, Mongrels, I took some time out from the busy filming schedule and we also filmed some stuff in front of a green screen. Now, if you're not up to date with the latest TV technology like myself, a green screen is a screen that is green. And if you stand in front of it and get filmed, I think this is right, it means that you can put loads of backgrounds behind you. So you can have, like, I don't know, like a tropical paradise scene. You can have, like, a road to make it look like you're driving. You can put whatever you want behind what's happening. So we filmed some stuff on green screen, me and the puppets. And what we've done is we have put it on Radio 1 online. We've put all the bits of me and the puppets online. Go to my pages at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. And we put them there so you can make your own film. Or you can do your own sketch or whatever you want to do. Or maybe make your own music video. Edit around all the bits we've provided. And you can just put whatever background you want on it. It's just for a bit of fun. But I know that you'll get creative with this and come up with some really cool stuff. So, on the website at the moment, we've done a little example of what you might be able to do with me and the fox and the green screen. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Scott.
Well, you're looking very foxy.
You said that because I'm a fox, didn't you?
I did, actually, yeah.
Very funny.
We're just showing people the kind of things they can do with our green screen challenge, see?
They can put voices. So, it's basically, this is me as a fox in a fake radio studio, and now we're on the beach.
Oh, I don't like this one.
I'll tell you what, maybe we should get your mates around and have a dance.
Okay.
Let's go.
Now we're at a disco. Well, you're just there.
Or maybe I could fight a dog.
Now you're in Star Wars.
Or we can go for a drive. See, that's what happens. So you can just put whatever you want behind the various clips.
But what I like most about this is that quite a lot of the time, the facial expressions of you don't match where you are, but in any way, because someone else has just put a different background behind you. So me as a fox, when I'm at the fox hunt, I say, oh, I don't really like this, but obviously I didn't realise what background was going to be put behind. So I just sort of went, oh, I don't really like this one. Whereas actually, if I'd known that was what it was going to be, I'd be like, ah!
So that's our example that we've got on the website at the moment. Go to my pages at Radio 1 Online. Also, this sounds really complicated to do. How do I make my own video? How do I do it? What you do is just follow the instructions. All you need really is a computer, and there are some tips on how to do it. And what I think we should do is me, you, and the one that didn't speak should try and make our own one as well. How hard can it be? So have a go if you want. It's just a bit of fun. Let's see what you come up with out there. Mess around with me and the puppets. Put some different voices on. Do whatever you want to do. Put some more backgrounds on. It's quite fun.
Who do you want to make yours, me or the one that doesn't speak?
I'll try and make my own.
Really?
I'll have a go.
It's got to be easy if you can do it.
What do you have to make it in?
Well, you could do it in, like, iMovie or Windows Movie Maker.
Yeah, I can do it.
Can you? Yeah. Do you even know what that is?
I'll learn. There's handy instructions. There's tips on how to do it.
Bless you.
I can follow instructions. Not
okay,
actually.
Okay, actually, that'll be a good test to see if it's really as simple. If you come back tomorrow and have made one, then we'll know it works.
Okay, cool. So if you do one, basically, you can send it back to us, and the people who make the TV show Mongrels, they will have a look at them, they'll choose the good ones, and they will pass comment. And you'll probably end up with an Oscar before you know it.
I like it. One of the things it says, what to put in the clips, and then it says, if you're thinking of putting anything rude in the background, don't bother. We won't be able to put it on the BBC. So yeah, don't put anything rude in.
Yeah. So have a go. Make your own video. We've given you all the bits and pieces you need. Now go to work. Let's see what you come up with. So Becky's got a day off again tomorrow. Is this another well-deserved holiday?
Yeah.
Okay, what this time? What are you going to fill your day with when you could have been coming into Radio 1?
You sound annoyed with me. I've got a very important mission tomorrow.
Not being funny, Becky, but there's been quite a few lately.
I've just got some holiday to use up.
Okay.
I'm going to a secret nuclear bunker. I shouldn't have said, should I? I shouldn't have said that that's where I was going, because now it's not secret anymore.
You're going to a nuclear bunker?
Yeah, it's like underground. I don't really know what happens in it, but my boyfriend and his friend said it would be quite good.
Right, so you're taking the day off work to go underground. What are you hoping to find in this nuclear bunker?
Just like secret stuff and like buttons you shouldn't press and kind of important documents that have been...
Won't there just be like massive big doors and like some tin food and stuff and that's it?
Yeah, but it's quite exciting. Although, I got a bit disappointed earlier because I was saying to Gemma in the office that that's what I was going to do. And I said, oh, it's in Essex, that's where you're from. She was like, oh, I haven't heard about it.
That's because it's a secret, Gemma.
Well, so I said I'd try and find it on Google. And I went to it and I was like, it's at secretnuclearbunker.com. I was like, it's not very secret if people can find it from that. Like, choose a different website, like, I don't know.
Well, something a bit more secret than secretnuclearbunker.com.
Yeah. And the one that doesn't speak was saying that he tried to go to one once, or there's one near where he lives, and it said secret nuclear bunker this way on the sign. And I was like, that's rubbish.
What, like a tourist sign? Is it one of those brown signs? Is it? Secret nuclear bunker. Over here. Over here, everyone, to the secret nuclear bunker. Wow. Well, that's impressive. Will you? Can we speak to you tomorrow? And you can tell us when it's like, oh no, you'll be underground.
I don't think I'll get any phone signal.
Probably not.
It is kept at a constant temperature.
Is it? Yeah, maybe we could phone. Do you think they'll have one of those red phones in there off of Russia, off of the 80s?
Yeah, of course they will. Because there's
ones
that
go.
A secret phone.
Those ones where you have to like put your finger in and it goes all the way around.
Pulse dialing.
Yeah, that.
Oh no, we're not going to get back onto that conversation where I said that you can do fake pulse dialing by just going on the actual bit of the phone where you hang up.
You're such a weirdo sometimes. Good, well, you let us know how it goes tomorrow.
Well, I can't tell you because it's secret and I probably have to sign the Official Secrets Act and everything.
Yeah, loads of people have been to the secret nuclear bunker. This has really blown your whole thing apart for tomorrow, hasn't it, really?
Yeah. I didn't realise it wasn't so secret.
Yeah. There's a secret bunker in Nantwich as well, in Cheshire.
Don't say where they are.
No, it's signposted from about 5 miles away from its secret location.
But maybe only local people are meant to know. Do you know what I am really excited about tomorrow? Is a lot of people have texted in saying that the mannequins are really 80s with amazing wigs.
Don't they have gas masks on?
I like it when it smells a bit as well in places like that, don't you?
Here are Helen in Colchester. I've been there. The place is so weird. All around the bunker, there are really scary mannequins with gas masks on. Someone else has been on saying, it's a bit rubbish, but it does have a great car park.
That is always good.
Always good in a tourist attraction. And the best thing, you're going to love this.
What?
Do you know you can have tea and cake there?
I was going to say, has anyone mentioned a cab?
Tea and cake with the mannequins.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
You know when you go to these places, like you're going to the secret nuclear bunker tomorrow?
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to the SNB, I'm going to call it.
You know, you always have to use the loo, don't you? Just see what it's like. You're going to use the loo in the nuclear bunker. Like when I went to number 10 Downing Street, you've got to go to the loo. When I went to Buckingham Palace, you've got to go in and see what the loos are like.
Yeah, but that's a bit different to an actual museum exhibit. Like when I went to Alcatraz, you don't just, like, yes, there are loos there, but you don't use them.
I did.
What, in Alcatraz?
Yeah. I always go in the loos. You've got to see what they're like. You've got to see what those prisoners went through.
It's like a museum. It's like the loos in B&Q. You don't just use them.
No, you do. Also, if you do, Cat on the A1 went to that secret bunker a couple of years ago, and on the loo paper it says, government property, please use both sides. So look out for that tomorrow. And now this.
Oh. What's occurring?
We meet a new contestant. This is Jamie. He's 20 and he's off of Hook in Hampshire. Jamie!
Hey, Scott. You all right?
Yeah, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad.
Thanks for coming to Know What's Occurring.
No problem at all.
I know that you love it every day.
I do, every day.
And also, you are a borderline stalker.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a confession to make, Scott. I think I've already made this before, but you are one of my man crushes.
Am I? Who are the others?
Seth Savagat and Brandon Flowers.
Have you been on before?
I sent you a
Did
text,
you phone
yeah.
up about man crushes once? Because there can't be many people that fancy Scott, Brandon Flowers and Cesc Fabregas.
No, it's quite a select bunch, isn't it? But, no, I sent you a text.
He didn't say fancy, he just said he's got a man crush. I think that's a bit different.
Yeah, man crush. I'd like to, keep that clear. I mean, my girlfriend would be very happy otherwise.
Okay, yeah, you do have a girlfriend. Well, you must have talked about it with her, or is this the first outing?
No, I tell her about it all the time. I think she feels a bit, upset about it sometimes, but yeah. I think she's over it.
Bet she's fuming when the lottery comes on and stuff, isn't she?
Yeah, I know. Oh.
Bet she can't even watch it.
He only lets her watch it when OJ Borg's on.
Mm. Or Jenny Faulkner.
She won't let me watch the football either.
Oh. What?
She won't let me watch the football either.
Well, I'm not on that. Oh, yeah, Cesc Fabregas is, though.
Oh, yeah. Not you, Scott.
That's the only reason people watch the World Cup, Scott, just in case you were on.
Why, on your application form for Oh What's Occurring,
yep.
It says, my mates call me Jamelia. Why do they call you Jamelia?
They call me Jamala. This is what I can't spell. But, Jamala?
Oh, because you're Jamie, like Gavin and Stacey, Jamala?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. That's slightly less interesting than if they did call you Jamelia.
Yeah, that would be a bit weird, though.
Pop star from the late 90s.
Can we call you Jamelia?
Go for it. So, I don't mind.
Is that all right?
Yeah,
I feel that I've made a mistake there. I got that wrong. But can we just call you Jamelia? Is that all right?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, good for you, and she'll be glad of the publicity.
He'll let you call him anything because he's got a man crush.
Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
Today on O, it's a What Are Those Kids On About special. We love these. And it's little Jake from Bradford. Have you heard this before?
Oh, yeah.
Jamelia, have you heard it?
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, I listen to it every day, Scott.
Oh, okay, cool.
I'm sounding a bit stalkerish now. Yeah.
No. The only reason I said that you were stalker is because you've also put on your application form, I visited Somerset and went to the house that Becky grew up in.
Yeah, I didn't. I went past it in the car, but I could have done.
How did you know that was the house?
I just went to Somerset and drove past many houses, and I thought, the chances are, I passed Becky's house.
No, Nessie, now you are sounding like a stalker. Anyway, let's play the game. What are those kids and all about? So, Jake's back on. Here he is.
So cute.
Hiya, my name's Jake, and I'm from Bradford. I'm 5. 6 in August.
6 in August, don't forget it. Now, what happens is Jake describes stuff. You just tell me what he's on about. It's dead simple. All right, before you break me in easily on day one, Jamelia, all right?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, so here's your first subject from Jake. He'll describe stuff, but what is he on about?
That happened every morning, but sometimes they don't. That happened in the morning. Sometimes on Fridays, that happened at afternoons.
So they happen every morning, except sometimes they don't, and sometimes they're on Friday afternoons. Becky?
I think it's something at school. Is it reading?
Reading.
No, it's like reading. Like show and tell.
Okay. Jamelia?
Right. I'm going to go for something like breaking wind. Now, I don't want to reveal too much about myself.
What, so you do that every morning and sometimes on a Friday afternoon?
Yeah, it's not usually as regular as that, but every morning, you know?
Hmm. Okay, well, those are your first answers. We've got show and tell and breaking wind. Next clue, same subject.
You sing, songs and There's one at Words song about God's hand, and our countries are on his hand, and one of them's about an apple man, and one's about a boat.
Right.
I think, can I go first?
Yeah, if you want.
I think it's school assembly. I think he's talking about the song about God having the whole world in his hand.
Oh,
did you
yeah.
used to sing that one?
Yes.
It was quite jolly for a school song.
Bit upbeat one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Which I quite enjoyed because the others used to send me a bit to sleep.
At my school, we used to have a man that came in to play the guitar called Mr. Strange. And we used to laugh because he was a bit strange, but he was actually called Mr. Strange.
Was his name Steve?
Well, I don't know, because you just call them Mr. at school, don't you?
It wasn't Steve Strange, was it?
Off the oh, that's Steve Strange. God. No, but that would be amazing.
It wouldn't, not in an assembly, if that's what you're saying.
He would be brilliant. If you haven't seen him, look him up online.
So
he'd be brilliant if he came to your school. He's just...
I'm here for the assembly. Okay, so Becky says school assemblies. What are you saying, Jamelia?
I don't think I'm right with my first one, so I might have to change it.
What do you want
to change? I think Becky's got it, but I'd go for... music lessons.
Music lessons. Okay.
Yeah,
here's
not?
One more clue.
If you talk to your friends, or whisper to them, some teachers will say this. Hey, you, stop talking or I'll put you on timeout club. Sometimes this boy used to make me laugh call it you striker, say about people's boobies. I started laughing after to put my head down. I keep doing this long, I have to stop me laughing.
Jake is hilarious. Okay, so you're sticking with your answers, Jamelia?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay, and Becky?
Yes.
The answer was... school assemblies!
Yay!
Well done, Becala. It all makes sense, you see, when you hear this.
School assemblies.
Yeah, this, rather.
That happen every morning, but sometimes they don't. There's one at Words song about God's hand, and our countries are on his hand.
Yeah.
Sometimes this boy used to say about people's boobies.
See, all makes sense now. Obvious.
School assemblies.
Yeah, thank you, Jake. 1 point to Becky. Here's your next subject. What's Jake on about?
There's a woods there. And you can find golf balls, and there's rivers there, and my auntie lives there. I mean, one of my aunties lives there. My auntie called Auntie Margaret.
So Auntie Margaret lives there.
And there's golf balls and rivers.
Let's let Jamelia go first.
Golf balls suggest there might be golf course, but I don't know. I go for golf course, Scott, but I don't really know.
So his Aunt Margaret lives on a golf course?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah. What are you saying, Becky?
Birmingham.
Is there a river in Birmingham?
Yeah. There must be, is there?
There must be. There's canals.
And golf balls.
Okay. Next.
I'm not sure about Aunt Margaret, but...
They look the same as us, but they talk different. When you go... to their houses, they'll say, hi, hen. And we can say, what you want for a drink, hen? Time for dinner, hen.
It's all about hen. Jamelia?
Is it where the smarts live?
What?
I have no idea.
Where the Smurfs live?
Where the Smurfs live, of course.
Smurfland?
Yeah, they say hen all the time.
Oh, do they? Okay, sorry, my bad.
No, they don't, but I have no idea.
Birmingham?
Birmingham again. Okay, next clue.
You get bagpipes and other things like shortbread and wrestling games.
Jamelia!
It's got to be Scotland, Scott.
Scotland, you're saying?
Smurfland, yeah, I've got it wrong.
It's okay, and Becky?
Scotland, am I allowed to say it as well?
Yeah. You both get a point because the answer is Scotland. What's the answer, Jake?
Scotland.
Good, just check in, right. All makes sense, though, doesn't it, when you hear them all put together?
They look the same as us, but they talk different. My auntie lives there. You get bagpipes and other things like wrestling games.
Yeah. Scotland, easy. All right, one more. What's Jake on about now?
Sometimes you can find horses and cows and squirrels and hedgehogs, rabbits, moles, grasshoppers and other bugs. Sometimes you can find pigs in mud.
So, you've got all sorts there, loads of bugs and some pigs in mud and sometimes horses.
Like a farm?
Farm, okay. What are you saying, Jam?
I was going to say farm as well. I'll go for a zoo.
Yeah, you can both say farm.
I said farm, okay. Yeah, okay.
Oh, bless him, the way he said squiddles is so cute.
Horses, cows and squiddles.
I love it! Okay, next clue, please, Jake.
A winged car and a squiddle on top of trees and it pooed on the front of my dad's car and he will live across.
What do you think, Jamelia?
Sounds like Longleat or somewhere. Like an outdoor zoo, sort of where you drive around inside.
Like safari park kind of thing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, safari park.
I like to go to safari parks with a big suitcase full of clothes on the top of my car and then all the monkeys can climb on and open them and then I can get in the papers. I'm going to stick with farm. They might have been in the car park of the farm.
Do you mean those punk monkeys with the pink bottoms?
Yeah, they're my favourites. My friend once went on a sunbed, which you really shouldn't do, and I would advise no one to ever do it because of this, that she got off, it didn't tan her anywhere, apart from she had those two pink bits on her bum cheeks, like those monkeys.
Oh, God.
So if that doesn't put you off sunbeds, nothing will, because you end up looking like a pink bum monkey.
So, Jamelia says safari parks, you say...
A farm with a car park.
Okay, next clue.
When people take the dogs for a walk, they let them have a poo and then they look to see if there's no one around. Men pretend to pick it up when someone comes, but they don't actually pick it up, they run away and leave it. When people walk past and say, poo, that smells.
Yeah, Becky, final answer.
Forest.
And Jamelia?
I changed to a park.
You're saying a park. Okay, Jake, the answer, please?
The woods.
The woods. So, I probably should give you both a point for that, really.
Yeah.
Park?
Yeah.
It's kind of the same, aren't they? Huh?
Same thing, Scott.
Yeah, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Same thing.
Who wins?
Today... It's a draw.
Oh, I thought I'd won it.
No. It's a draw, which means if you want to, Jamie, you can come back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah, if that's all right with you, Scott. I mean, I don't want to weird you out.
No, it's all fine. It's all fine.
Good.
All right, well, I'll speak to you tomorrow then, about 20 past five.
Cool, speak to you tomorrow,
Scott. I quite like this budding relationship.
High five.
I've got a touchscreen. I don't know how to get the five up.
Just press keypad. Not getting away with it that easily.
High five. Yeah, we are. Right, speak to you tomorrow. Yeah. Back to you. Bye. Bye. Yeah, right. What are those kids and old people on about? Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast. You know, I went to Greece at the weekend.
Yes.
We were talking yesterday about the Greek cleaners, and they're bold as brass. They don't mind if you're having a little wee in the urinal. They'll just come in, if they're a lady, and just clean around you. Not a problem with that at all, do they?
Do you make a lot of mess?
Sorry?
It's not because you're making a lot
of
messes.
No, they were next door.
Yeah. Just to clarify.
Your urinal next door. It wasn't... She wasn't cleaning up as I went.
I was like, hello.
Ew. Another thing. On the plane, on the way back, you know on the no-frills airlines, you have to buy food, don't you? So you can buy, like...
overpriced burger.
Highly priced bacon rolls, etc. And some crisps and stuff like that, you know, standard. Now, on the Tannoy announcement, before we took off on Sunday from Corfu back to London Gatwick, nowhere near London, they went, "Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this flight, 2 hours, 45 minutes from Corfu, arriving on the Southwind runway at London Gatwick. Conditions in Gatwick today, fine, 23 degrees, partly cloudy. selection of hot snacks on board, and also soft drinks and alcoholic drinks, etc., like they normally do. However, today we won't be serving any nuts because there's somebody on board with a nut allergy.
Mm.
Right, so nobody is allowed any nuts.
No, it's really dangerous.
On the flight, because one person has a nut allergy.
Yeah, my friend Helen has a nut allergy, and she has to tell them, and then you get pretzels instead.
What, so
or something else.
If I wanted to have like some really sorted on the plane, because your friend's on board and she's got a nut allergy.
Yeah.
But she just has to not have the nuts.
But something that you could maybe eat your nuts and then like walk down the plane and touch something, if she touched it then and then put to her face, or
whoa,
even if they were in like close proximity. Then,
that's quite serious.
Yeah, really dangerous.
So it doesn't have to, it's not just eating them, you can actually just being around a nut can set it off.
Yeah, anything was like in the air or whatever. I don't know, I'm not...
If you see one...
Were you going to do a joke and I've just ruined it?
No, I thought it was a bit out of order that I couldn't have some ready sorted.
No,
but now
really
I didn't
bad.
Understand how serious it was.
Yeah, really bad.
Just looking at one can set it off, right?
Not just looking at one. But that's why sometimes you get pretzels now.
Yes.
Posh pretzels.
We were offered pretzels, but no nuts. And now I know the answer. God, Becky, you're an education. Radio 1 Podcasts. Dev, you know Dev, he normally does the early morning show before Chris Moyles. He is doing Greg James's show all week between 1 and 4 and sounding very good. We like Dev a lot. So make sure you listen to him tomorrow between 1 and 4. And when you're listening to Dev and you're thinking, oh God, I wish I could just speak to him. Well, now you actually can, because he's got this special number that you can call up. This is not while he's on air, because that would be difficult. You can call him, well, he just opens it, the line sometimes, doesn't he?
Mm.
And you can have a chat. And the line is called Dev Direct. Just, you know, ring him up. Just say stuff to Dev. It's brilliant. Really
well,
kind of interactive.
It's interactive in the fact you can have a proper conversation with him. He does speak back. You don't just ring up and say stuff to him and,
and
he will talk back.
Yeah, it's a proper conversation you can have. Anyway, Dev Direct, try it if you want. Now, this lady already has. She called Dev Direct a bit earlier on and had a nice chat with him.
Hello? Hi.
Is that Dev Direct?
Speaking, yeah.
Dev, hi, it's Cindy here.
Hello, you all right?
Yeah, what's on?
I've done something to the phone, I think. It's not letting me, like, accept calls.
Well, I got through, didn't I?
But this is my number.
Yeah, this is Dev Direct, isn't it?
But No, I didn't give out my own personal number.
Well, this is the number that Scott Mills has been giving out on his show.
What? No. This is supposed to be, like my number. I still want my number after this is sort of finished. It was just a bit of an experiment.
No, this is the number, isn't it?
I said to you before, the sort of thing is, that's stuff like my actual number, you know. And I sort of joked about how the number I gave out, you know, might as well be my own personal number. But this is my actual number.
Oh, Dev, I reckon we've got a bit of a problem, because this is the number that Scott's been giving out on the radio.
Yeah. Do you want to do me a favour? Just forget, just delete the number and...
Well, I've only told a few of my friends. I'm just here in the bath with my other friend, Laura.
Right, okay.
Hiya.
Hey. So what you guys just do? You just sort of bathe together?
We're just, like, in the bath and stuff, you know, like, hanging out.
I got
my foot stuck in the plug hole, actually, Dev.
Oh, dear. Okay.
Will you come round and get it out for me?
It sort of sounds intriguing. I don't know if I'm sort of allowed to do that.
I think it's going to need someone with, like, big muscles like yourself.
I've tried to get it out, but I can't.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, you guys all soapy.
Are we all soapy?
Yeah, we've got
loads of bubbles in that.
We're all soapy, aren't we?
Yeah.
Cool. Look, we're soapy at me, look.
Cool.
Where's the soap, doesn't it?
Let me go looking for it. Yeah.
Dave, are you up for coming round, sort my toe out?
I don't really do that kind of thing, you know. I'm sort of quiet, keep myself to myself.
Oh, go on, Dev.
Where are you?
In the bath.
No, where though?
In my house.
We've got room in the bath. Oh, come on, Dev.
I don't know. Nah, I'm all right, you know.
Come on, Dev.
No.
And that's why I could never be a seductive woman.
No. Have you always wanted to be a seductive woman?
I just wouldn't be any good as a girl. Because you could, as you could hear, my flirting wasn't that good. He was quite embarrassed, though.
Bless him.
Job done.
He was.
So, if you want to call Dev Direct, then here is Becky in her sexy voice in the bath to tell you how to do it.
Were you going to give out the number and that?
I'll give out the number. It's 07719204100. Dial carefully so you don't call anyone else. 07719204100. That's the number. If you want to speak to Dev on Dev Direct, maybe you can embarrass him as much as we did. Have you got terms and conditions?
I have. I think Dev will have it turned on until 7. You must be over 16 and have the bill payer's permission. And by calling, you agree for Dev to record the conversation and possibly play it out on air on BBC Radio 1.
Yeah.
Calls will be charged at your normal network rates to a mobile phone number. Make sure, like what you said just a minute ago, that the number is proper, the actual number, and not no one else's, otherwise they'll get really annoyed.
Yeah.
And Dev can't help you if you've got, like, serious issues and that, so don't call if you've got an emergency or a toe stuck down the plug hole.
That's why I didn't answer our phone call. He couldn't do it. He can't do emergencies, can he?
No, and once it's 7, he's got better things to be doing, so he'll turn it off.
Yeah. That's it. That's the terms and conditions. Radio 1 Podcast. Just had a text from my friend, Unlucky Gary, who we were talking about earlier on today. Gary is the kind of person that if it's going to happen to someone, it's going to happen to him. He just reminded me of another one. He had a date at the beginning of this year and used this new face wash, which he'd never used before. And his face like burnt up and went bright red and was burning all night. Then had to explain to the person that was on the date with him that this wasn't normally what his face was like. Didn't see him again.
Oh.
Then there was a time when his mum was cutting...
What? I shouldn't laugh. It's just you're just like reeling them off, right? And then there was the time when, and then there was the one where.
Well, his mum was cutting his hair just to save some money, and the clipper thing fell off, and she took a massive chunk out of his hair. Then had to have a skinhead. Really, I didn't know that one. He slipped down from the top of the stairs, and everyone saw. It was fine because the music was loud. He was in a club, so I couldn't hear them laugh, but I knew they were. There's loads today. What happened to poor unlucky Gary was he was asking someone directions to the post office, and a bloke stumbled about, the bloke he asked directions from, stumbled about, fell on him, and then grabbed Gary's arm and pulled him down to the floor with him. Drunk bloke who he asked directions for.
It's just unfortunate.
But then Gary's just put on his text, "Surely I'm not the unluckiest person. There must be some of your listeners that are unluckier than me." Well, I'm going to put it out there. Maybe we can get some of these for Dear Scott on Thursday. If you're the kind of person who in your group of mates is totally unluckiest. It always happens to them, you rather than them. Send me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just try and make unlucky Gary feel a little bit better about himself, really, because it does always happen to him. He is the one in our group of mates where it just all goes wrong.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.